November 2nd, 2014, the Feast of All Souls. St. Gertrude says, Praise be to Jesus. I am sent to tell you that those who do not pursue and welcome self-knowledge as to their imperfections in holy love spend a much longer time in purgatory. The heart of the soul must be open to the grace of self-conviction in order to be perfected in love. Therefore, it remains very much a matter of free will how much time the soul lingers in purgatory. The greatest trial of the poor souls is not the flames, but their separation from Jesus. In purgatory, the soul experiences such a love for Jesus' presence. All else seems unimportant. The poor souls cry out for your prayers and assistance. Offer any inconvenience and pain for these souls, whose sufferings are untold. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 4, 7 through 9. Have nothing to do with profane myths, but train yourself in a life of piety. But avoid foolish and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself unto godliness. For bodily exercise is profitable to little, but godliness is profitable to all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. A faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. Scripture verses asked to be read by St. Gertrude.